Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Prime time on Money FM 89.3.
Well, it is safe to say that the pandemic has taught us that digital tools are crucial in our day-to-day lives. And with us, there has been an increase in the emphasis on smart homes, smart living solutions, the efficiency and control that they bring to us, definitely elevating the way we live.
However, many are still not sold on smart living, despite the pivotal role it could play in our lives. Now, to many, it is still viewed as a luxury, and a strong deterrent to adoption is the high cost and tedious setup that go along with most platforms. Franklin Tang, founder and CEO of Habitap, joins us now. They provide such solutions. So let's find out more about all of this from him. Hi, Franklin. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
So, Franklin, while some people have adopted smart technology and living solutions within their homes and offices very, very quickly and easily and seamlessly, there are others who are not convinced. What do you have to say to them? I mean, of course, they have several concerns. Some think it's going to be very expensive. Others think it's going to be tedious.
Well, I think a lot of people have the misconception that maybe smart technology, it's really only for people who are very savvy, or alternatively for it's a luxury item to have at home. Well, the honest truth is that all of us should be able to access some kind of smart technology. So Habitap has a vision of bringing smart technology to everyone, and how we hope to be able to do so is to break it down into bite sizes and offer a simple, low-cost solution, which we call the Habitap One, which will allow both homes and offices to access a smart app that will maybe very, very simply be able to allow you to get in and out of your condominium or in your, from your office seamlessly. So we could start with simple solutions like that, bring that to as many people as possible, hopefully as a catalyst for driving adoption.
Franklin, the issue that I have with smarter living at home or even in the office is actually not so much a tediousness of the setup, because it's a one-time thing that you have to do and then everything goes smoothly after that. But in between that is when something, there's a glitch or your Wi-Fi connectivity dips for that one very crucial moment and you don't get your alarm. Things like that are still possible.
Yes, so Timothy, you're a very lucky person, having been able to set it up fairly easily.
Not easily. Right, there is a challenge, but you know, it's a one-step challenge that you need to do and then it's done.
Yes. I think we identify two challenges. First, for the average man on the street, even for someone like myself, I mean, technology, but it doesn't mean that I can set it up seamlessly. Mm-hmm. So that's the first challenge. The second challenge is when you are using it on an ongoing basis. We do understand that smart home somehow, like what you've brought up, requires some kind of connectivity to the internet.
Mm, and sometimes when once they lose that, they of course become the most stupid homes ever, right?
That is correct. Yeah. Therefore, in the solutions we build, we have to be really clear of the use cases, and we have to ensure that if in the event you lose internet connection for a day, will you still be able to get through your life? And the answer is yes, because with Habitat One, I want to admit to you that we've gone through this okay. road. We had everything online, and then we realized when we had an outage, be it because of some kind of a connection issue or some kind of a software issue, people had issues getting home or operating their home. And so we've now converted to be able to do an offline model. And that is very important, you have brought up.
How fast is the switch? A day is fine, because when a day goes through a few minutes, you know that something has gone wrong. But there are times when your connection dips for like a few seconds. Very few crucial seconds when you set your aircon to turn off or on, or your alarm. Very important in the morning, for example. That's happened to me. That's where the problem is. We rely too much on it in the long run.
Yes, I do admit that sometimes devices, they go offline. And unfortunately, in those cases, you really have to reach out to the remote control to do it. there's no way out of it. But I think by and large, what I would encourage people to consider is that there are a lot of benefits of an online system. Although we don't want to live with that that hopefully minority percentage of an outage, we should not give up the benefits of having it working majority of the time.
Mm.
Right? And so we try to mitigate as much as a service provider like us is concerned. We try to mitigate, but it will never, I have to admit, it will never be 100%. But the benefits of going smart will also clearly outweigh the disadvantages, hopefully for you.
Mm. Some people might say, you know, the more smart technologies we use, the stupider we become, because we become so reliant on all of the tech that but we forget how to do things ourselves. But you're saying, of course, that there are benefits to having smart technology in your office as well as in your homes. And I think a lot of that has to do with the environmental benefits, right? So talk us through some of those.
So I gave you an example. We've been a very big fan of removing access cards from condos and offices. And last year, we decided to pluck up the courage and launch access as a service business model, where you now no longer pay for access cards to enter your office. You pay a cloud fee. It gives you an app. It gives you the ability to invite guests to your home or to your office. It gives you the ability to switch your phones and use them as an access card. And in doing so, we're also encouraging to disuse plastics, to stop using plastics, because really, we all have cards, and we've got so many cards in our wallets, and so many times we're just discarding old cards.
Right.
And that there is also the administrative hassle that comes along, and the cost that comes along with administering cards or even manufacturing cards. So that is one benefit of being able to go digital. We all have a phone. Hmm. We bring it with us everywhere we go. And so if bulk of the time, except when we were exercising, well, for me, even when I'm exercising, I bring my phone along and strap it to my arm. We will have a device that will be smart enough to undertake a lot of different functions for our lifestyle. And in doing so, we could reduce wastage in a small way.
Right. And of course, if you have lights and other electronic devices that are also timed or motion sensored, activated by motion and things like that, you will end up saving a lot of energy as well. The thing is, all of these sustainable solutions, I'm sure, no doubt, are powered by data centers to some extent. And although there's a move towards more energy efficient data centers, especially in Singapore, we know that not all of them offshore are. So how do you reconcile possible energy inefficiencies on that front with efficiencies in the end consumer solution? I mean, what is the net impact? Might we be better off with less smart homes, or do the efficiencies outstrip the potential damage caused by the back-end operations?
Well, I think everyone has a part to play in saving the earth. So from two fronts, the data centers and the providers, they have to build more sustainable data centers. And in terms of consumers like ourselves, the part that we can play is really to reduce our consumption. And so the smart devices at home, like you rightfully pointed out, would be able to turn off the aircon at a pre-programmed time. Mm-hmm. If I forgot to turn off my water heater and I left for work in the past when I didn't have a smart home, I would have to either go back home or ask someone at home to switch it off. Even if I do remember, I will need some help. So being able to automate the home allows you to program your life and also cater for ad hoc times when you actually forget to turn off a device. On the flip side, from a lifestyle angle, you're also able to turn on these devices as and when you need them, even before you arrive at home. But on the side of the service providers and the data center, there is a lot of corporate CSR that's going on right now that look into driving or using more efficient technologies for data centers. And I think that's a responsibility, that's a corporate responsibility as a service provider. So if everyone works together, technically, we should have reduced all our energy consumption in totality.
Franklin, how much more can we go with having a smart home? We can now control our lights, our electricity, our washing machine, everything. Even, I believe, we talked about this before. You can send a QR code to guests coming into your house that they can just access your side gate without having you to go down and get them. What else can we do in terms of making homes smarter and making our lives easier?
Well, I think we all have gone through the automation journey. So what we're really describing as smart today is our being able to automate certain processes, being able to convert them digitally, right, to doing things like the QR code, etc. I think the next thing is about artificial intelligence.
Okay.
Where homes start to understand you and start to do things for you and on your behalf that makes your climate at home better, makes your lifestyle experience or user experience on the app even better. So I think there's a lot of opportunity in that front for us to be able to reap benefits from using smart technology. And I think we're just today scraping the surface.
You know, Franklin, just yesterday, I was teasing Tim about how he orders his devices around when he's at home. Will they one day turn around and talk back or order him around? So,
how
intelligent will these devices really be, right?
Well, I think we are already adapting our lifestyle around our devices.
Yeah,
so
isn't that weird?
Vacuum cleaner? Yeah, so the vacuum cleaner is now telling you that, hey, you got to clean your floor.
My vacuum cleaner tells me to clean the sensors.
There you go.
One day.
They're starting to order you around.
You know, one day your smart light. Now I set my smart light to switch off at 3:30. a signal for me to go to sleep as well.
Mm.
But if I'm not sleepy yet, I will ask it to turn on again. But one day I think this machine will just tell me, hey, Tim, it's time to sleep.
Time to sleep, yes.
I'm not turning on.
Provided you tell it it's okay for you to tell me it's time to sleep. Hopefully, it will still continue being that way. I know scientists are doing a lot of research into AI to see if there really will be a day when the machines are running us instead of the other way around.
Hey.
But I'm quite interested, Franklin, in your bite-sized implementation approach for both homes and offices. Take us through that process. So if someone comes to you and wants to smarten up their home or office, how can they begin that process? How will you take them through it?
So we typically today work with office buildings and condominiums, but trust me, we do have a product that we will be launching pretty soon. Hopefully by the end of the year, that's for everyone who lives in Singapore or globally. So how the approach that we will take is this. We'll give you an app, and this app will be able to do X number of things, and you can pick and choose what you want it to do. And it's a service model, so it's software as a service.
Mm-hmm.
You download the app, and you pick and choose the functions. And from those functions, there is a price that basically becomes a subscription fee. So we're converting the very expensive buying up front, a lot of capital expenditure, buying a lot of equipment and all, to that of, oh, if you're happy with a digital door lock, just buy a digital door lock and pair it to the app. Enjoy it, enjoy the use of it and the convenience of it. And then when you're ready, let's add on a lighting control. Let's add on a vacuum cleaner or maybe a sensor at home to turn on and off the lights when there is motion in the room. Or maybe let's link up the aircon so we're able to then control it. And everything is bite-sized. You want to do something? You add on a function. And you buy a small little device that allows you to do that. Well, I think Timothy is already doing that today. So we're basically trying to enhance his, well, take him as a model example.
And enhance my experience.
Allow more people, yes, and allow more people to access this experience because I think it's still the early days.
Yeah, because I've yet to experience living in a smart home. It just feels like my old stupid home isn't too bad. I'm quite comfortable in it.
You can start ordering your phone and see if it responds and how you like it. That's how I started. But what I would really like is for a sensor to be able to sense the body temperature and switch your aircon temperature to match what your body needs. That's what we need.
Wow, you really don't want to do any work on your own, do you? But Franklin, what more can you tell us about what you mentioned earlier, that you'll be implementing something new very, very soon?
Well, I think we've over the years, we've always been asked the question, can we have a retail product? Can we have something that the everyone will be able to access to? Because today, we're still working a lot with property developers and construction companies, and sometimes these are not available to everyone. So we are looking at a business model that allows consumers to download from the App Store an app built by Habitat, and then be able to add on features and be able to use this app basically for a variety of lifestyle features.
How soon are you going to be implementing this? How soon are you going to be rolling it out?
I would say, safe to say, it will be by the end of the year.
All right, Franklin, thank you very much for joining us and sharing all these wonderful ideas. Franklin Tang is founder and CEO of Habitat. We've been talking about smart homes.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.